Topic 6.2 is to explain the nature of the genetic code, triplet code, non-overlapping, and degenerate. So this is dead easy, this is. You should recall from AS that each nucleotide is made up of a nitrogenous base, sugar, and a phosphate group. Remember your condensation reactions to form the polynucleotides. Remember that the strands are joined at the bases by hydrogen bonding, and it's specific or complementary base pairing that's in an alpha helix. The genetic code is a triplet code. So each amino acid is coded for by three nucleotides. You should again remember this from AS. Remember that there is a start sequence and a stop sequence. You should know that it's non-overlapping. So the triplets are all following each other like there are beads on a necklace. Okay, so three are read off and then the next three and then the next three. It's degenerate, which means that it contains way more information than it needs. There are useful bits that are called exons, and there are bits that do not code for a polypeptide sequence called introns. Additionally, the other half of the DNA strand is not coded from. So it's got far too much information in it, and that's an advantage when looking at mutations. Okay, you're less likely to have mutation in a useful bit of DNA as a result of this. A little bit extra to what's expected by the specification is that it's universal. The amino acids are coded by the same nucleotides in all organisms. So the code for methionine is going to be the same in you, in bonobos, in bananas, in whatever, okay, in bacteria, you name it. It's just one of the bits of common ancestry that we've got, and a great example of our shared common ancestry with all life on Earth.